Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 33 of the T's and C's of Life podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig, and this episode is for everyone who thinks they were six, but because they watched and listened to this podcast, they're automatically a 10. That's right, I'm going to big up your ego before we get into this topic, because this week is all about having the crack. You'll get a little insight to us while we play the game as well. We are playing He's a 10 / She's a 10.
Yep.
And He's a 3 / She's a 3, all that jazz. You've probably seen it trending.
Yeah, it's trending all over social media. So we said, you know what, we'll give it a whack.
We'll have a bit of a crack and we'll, you learn a lot about us in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, I suppose it's important to say, if you haven't already checked it out, please go check out our Patreon. This week, what happened? I can't even remember.
Well, you harmed yourself.
Oh, yeah. I talk about a recent injury obtained.
A recent injury that you had, yeah. Doug hurt his foot during the week and he was on crutches. And I was like, and we were obviously driving up to Offaly the weekend. So I was like, obviously I'm going to have to drive, which was fine. I had no problem doing that. And then I literally came around to like, it was Thursday evening and he started hinting on. He was like, yeah, I think I'd be all right to drive tomorrow. And I was like, this motherfucker now. And then he came to Friday. Yeah, no, I'm fine to drive. I was like, the only reason he wanted to drive is because he did not want to get into my shitty car.
So yeah, if that sounds like a bit of you, go check it out. Our Patreon link is in our bio. But I kind of want to get straight into this.
I'm actually intrigued. I'm really intrigued.
Okay, so this is how we're going to do it. Chelsea's going to give me like 5 or 6 in a row of she's a whatever. And then I think it has to be quick fire answer. And then we can take a break and go, I'm going to call you out on that one a second. How come that? How's that
Grant.
Sound?
Yep, sounds
and
good.
We'll probably go back and forth 3 or 4 times while we do this. And
Let's go.
We'll see how many feelings get hurt.
I feel like I'm back in the old days with my book. I wrote all mine down.
I didn't.
I
have all mine on my notes.
Why didn't you write them down, Tig?
I was doing up a house, that's why.
Why didn't you write them down, Tig?
He's a 6, but he's trying to provide a house for you.
So oh, give me pish posh.
Right, come on. Let's hear your 6. I'm gonna try and do this quick fire.
All right, okay. She's a 10, but she uses goggles in the pool.
8.
She's a 10, but she doesn't like to cuddle.
4.
She's a 10, but she puts on horror movies on to help her sleep at night.
6.
Oh. She's a 10, but she likes to stick around to see how red the flags can actually get.
Nine.
She's a 10, but needs constant reassurance. Otherwise, she thinks you hate her.
2.
That's harsh. That's actually really harsh.
All right, are we going to divulge those?
I'm calling you out on that. That's
okay.
Harsh.
Right, okay, here we go. Right.
That is very harsh. I think that is a very harsh answer to give. Reason being is, I'm not like that, by the way, but I'm just talking for other girls. There's a lot of girls out there that have been in very not nice relationships in their previous relationships. And I'm not saying that, like, obviously they should all paint every guy with its paintbrush, the same brush, but like girls that are in that situation will go into a new relationship with insecurities.
I think
some girls genuinely do need a little bit of reassurance. It's not that they're clingier. It's not like that. It's just the fact of they've been in a bad, you know, experience before with somebody. So obviously they're going to feel the exact same, regardless of how good you are. Even though you could treat her like a queen, girl, that does not change a girl's insecurities.
Can I make
guys
a
guys too, I'm just saying that.
Can I make a bold statement? I don't think that's just girls.
That's just what I just said.
Let's call a spade here, right? Most of the time, if you come out, when you go into a relationship, it's only going to go one of two ways. You're going to be with the person for the rest of your life, or you're not.
Yeah.
The majority of those are not. And in the majority of those might not necessarily end well.
Yeah.
So most people go into new relationships with some sort of baggage and trauma from the previous ones.
Yeah.
Whether you choose to let it affect you, that's up to you or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think regardless of if you do your best to not let it affect you, there's still going to be something there. There's always going to be some sort of insecurity.
Now this is where I need to justify my point with this one. Okay. So you said that they need constant reassurance.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We all need reassurances now and then.
Mm.
Even us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guilty of it.
We quite often will reassure each other stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think that's healthy as well.
Yeah. Definitely. And you want your partner to reassure you about certain things. But if it's constant, if we're talking 10 times a day, and if you aren't, that they suddenly go, "Are you upset and mad with me?" And you're like, "It's been 4 hours since you last said."
That's different. Okay. I completely agree with you there.
I want to drive on because we've got so many of these to get through, and I want to see your take on some of these. Okay. You ready for your, he's a 10?
Yep.
Okay. He's a 10, but he called his mum Mumsy.
4.
He's a 10, but he doesn't have Spotify Premium.
Oh my God. 3.
Hold on. I'll come back to that one. He's a 10, but he sends unsolicited dick pics.
2.
He's a 10, but he claims to be 6 foot when really he's 5'8".
9. That doesn't bother me, like. If you like every, I'm not being funny.
We'll come back to it. I've got 2 to call you on that now. And then he's a 10, but he tells you to go make him a sandwich when you get in an argument.
Fucking
1. Okay.
The audacity.
Quick review. How is not having Spotify Premium worse than calling your mum?
Because
Mumsy?
If you, you and your Spotify Premium, it's so irritating when Tyke puts on his Spotify and then it's just constant ads. If I wanted ads, I'd go to fucking YouTube.
Listen, I'm saving money. Okay, I've got there's so many things.
I understand, right? Listen, right? I don't understand if you've got other apps that you don't use on a daily basis. You use Spotify all the time between listening to music and listening to podcasts. Just pay for the fucking premium. I'll pay for it for you.
We'll come back to that. How does it not bother you if someone's like, they pretend to be 6 foot, but they're like 4 inches
shorter?
I'm
not being funny. I've often like in the past talk to lads on Tinder and they'd pretend to be fucking 6 foot and
yeah,
but, person and they're like not that.
Yeah, but like,
that doesn't bother me.
I can understand if you're like 5'10, 5'11, but if you're like 5'8, like, I don't feel that's a bit too much of a stretch.
It's a bit of a stretch, but I wouldn't get annoyed about it. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, you're whatever, you're gone down a pedestal. Like, that wouldn't bother me.
Ah, interesting. Anyway, have you got
I'm
more?
Not shallow.
Well, it's more about the lie.
Okay. She's a 10, but her love language is biting.
11? I'm joking.
No, you said 11, that was too late now.
Great.
She's a 10, but she left... Oh my God, I actually forgot this one. I'm actually going to skip that one.
No, put it in, we'll put it in the Patreon.
She's a 10, but she left me. Please take me back, I miss you.
12.
She's a 10, but she's a 10, but she shits 5 times a day. How would you need to think about this?
Listen, who am I to judge? That was some, I'm just going to say 10. I'm not, people with IBS, I got you.
Oh my God, she's a 10, but she only posts about you on her close friends.
Nine.
We're coming back to that. She's a 10, but she only uses Snapchat as a form of communication.
1.
Hmm.
Okay, what would you like to bring up?
The last one. She's a 10, but she only posts you on her close friends. Why is she a 9? She's a strong 9.
Because it could be early days.
What if it's not?
If it's not, then I'd be like, well, again, what if she's a celebrity?
What if she's not?
Who am I to judge?
No, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that.
If it was only a close
like
friend.
I'd feel like a secret.
Yeah. Well, look. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
No. How,
you said a strong, solid 9 there, but you can't explain it. You can't justify it. You have to justify your answers, man.
Some people just like their privacy.
Nah, not if you're in a long-term relationship. I'm sorry. No. Put my hands up there now. If you were doing that to me after fucking...
Any other ones you want to call me on?
Nope.
Happy with all of my answers?
Yep.
All right, I'll drive on with my one. So you ready for these? He's a 10, but he doesn't trust you talking to other men.
Oh, 2.
He's a 10, but he still gets his mom to book his doctor's appointments for him.
Oh my God, 1.
He's a 10, but his snap is in his bio.
Oh, 0. 0.
He's a 10, but he wears super skinny white ripped jeans.
Oh my God. I'm sorry if you ever do wear white jeans, I'll actually cry. 4.
He's a 10, but he doesn't know how to drive.
Oh, no, 1. Been there, done that. No.
He's a 10, but he only posts pictures of selfies.
3.
And he's a 10, but he never wears socks on a night out.
I might even want to justify that just yet. 2.
And last one. He's a 10, but he loves Ryan Reynolds.
A solid 10.
Yes! You passed the test. You passed it.
I wouldn't I don't blame any guy for that. Like,
it's Ryan Reynolds. Oh, like, I feel like few people be like, okay, we need to talk about. But
Nah. You gotta love it. I don't even need to justify that. Like,
that right there. That's how you know. That's. Do you know what that is? That's girlfriend material. That's what that is.
Oh my God. Don't make me puke, man. Please. By the way, I want to go back to the socks. Why do lads not wear socks? And I was actually going to write this down, where they wear super, super skinny jeans, no socks, and Toms.
Look, I can get it if it's like every
like
so
sailors.
Often. Yeah, I'm all right with that. Like, I think every so often, but if it's every night, I'm like, man, what are you going for here?
No, change
up the style. Like, no. Socks aren't that expensive.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to mine. I know your answer.
Oh God.
She's a 10, but every time she loses something, she makes you find it for her.
Oh God, a flipping 2. Next.
How fucking dare you. She's a 10, but she wears the same outfit every day.
10. Hold on, is it the exact same, or is it like just
the same
style
outfit?
Like,
the exact, has she got, it's like if I wore this every day.
Is she Steve Jobsing it, where she has 15 of the same t-shirt and the same pants? Or it's just exact same?
Yes.
Oh, 2. Oh, okay. 3.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was Steve Jobs for a minute.
She's a 10, but she talks in her sleep.
Still a 10.
She's a 10, but she talks to her stuffed animals.
Oh, 1.
Ah. Oh. That's terrible. She's a
actually, I'm changing my mind. -1.
She's a 10, but every time she sees you, she reintroduces herself. That's just like every time I saw you every day. Hi, Tig, I'm Chelsea.
I'd see the comedic side of that 10.
Right, that's all of mine for now.
Okay.
Did
you want to call me out on any of those?
No. Oh, well, actually, yeah. When I lose something.
Okay, well...
How dare you call me too?
It depends, like, if it's stuff you're like, I literally gave you that 5 minutes ago, or whatever, if it was that bad. I wasn't saying you specifically, but, like, there are... Like, it is enjoyable at times, because, like, oh, it's a little bit of, like, a treasure hunt, but, my God, if it was always, every day, constant, you'd be like, this is draining. You're not at the draining stage.
I'm not even
okay.
Close to the draining
stage. Yeah, yeah, but you know what I mean, if, like, you kept having to find everything constantly.
Yeah.
At some stage, I'd be looking for the will to live. That's what I'd be looking for. Oh my
God. That's terrible. Like, that's what comes with being in a relationship. These kind of things, Tig. You know what I mean? It's what comes with.
Maybe when you get when you're really old, when Alzheimer's or dementia kicks in, I'm like, yeah, okay, then I'll go looking for stuff for you.
Yeah,
all
but
the
you
time.
Know
no
how
problem.
Forgetful I am. There's a reason why you call me Dory. Like,
yeah, it is true.
You know, you
you're
signed
not,
up for this.
You're
man.
Not that bad yet. I say yeah,
you say
hoping
yes.
It doesn't get worse.
Yes. I'm bad now.
Maybe that's why you reintroduce yourself with your name always.
If that ever happens, you know why, lads.
Right, before I get in any more trouble, I'm going to kind of keep going with these ones for you. Okay, so he's a 10, but he claps when the plane lands.
Oh my God, one. I fucking hate when people do that.
He's a 10, but he laughs when you say 33, since it's episode 33.
Oh my God, two.
Just for any of our UK or American listeners, that one's really 33. For you guys. 33, huh? He's a 10, but he does terrible impressions of celebrities.
Three.
And last but not least, he's a 10, but his main personality trait is that he's an adult Disney fan.
Minus two.
I was seeing personal, Chelsea. What's that about?
Been there, done that, wore a t-shirt.
Oh no, Chelsea.
For the people who know, oh.
No. Wait a minute.
All right, okay. Have you got any of the, you know, like the heat attend ones are easy because it's mostly looking at like the red flag-ish kind of stuff, but like, have you got any middle of the ground ones? Like it could go up or it could go down. So he's a sixes.
She's a five, but she can cook.
Oh, nine.
She's a six, but she can dance.
What kind of dance?
Any dance.
Nine?
Nine?
Yeah.
That's a bit low.
Not about you, girl. Move on.
She's a five, but she takes a nap every day.
Oh, she's a 10.
I knew you'd forget that one. She's a four, but she has no ambition.
No ambition? Mm. Zero.
I feel like that should have been the other way around, but whatever.
She has no ambition.
Yeah, that's what I don't know why I wrote down no. Maybe it was she had ambition. She has.
Oh, she has ambition. Drive her up the scale. Yeah, she's probably, got no ambition.
Probably wrote that down wrong.
She's a 10, but she's dyslexic. That's a joke, okay? Before I get in trouble for saying that one, but Chelsea and I have dyslexia, all right? So, like, back off, okay? It's a running joke. The two of us had to try and write a script the other day,
oh,
and the amount
God.
Of spelling mistakes put all over the place. And the only reason that I did better in it was because I was like, I've been in education long enough to know that looks wrong.
Shut up, man, okay?
Okay, go on. You ready for these ones? He's a six, but he wears snicker pants and knows a trade.
Eight? That never really appealed to me, like.
He's a six, but he wears grey tracksuit pants.
Six. Again, never appealed to me.
He's a six, but he can cook at least three incredible dishes.
Eight.
He's a five, but he knows how to separate his darks and light clothing for a
Oh, 10. Strong 10. Strong 10.
He's a four, but he puts his hand on your leg while he's driving.
Solid 11. That's just, I love that. Solid 11 there.
He's a six, but he prefers dogs over cats.
10.
He's a four, but he said he'll join you at a dance class of your choice.
Oh, solid 10.
Yeah, we know the way to her. That we know the way to her heart. He's a six, but he plays county.
No offense. Two. Sorry. Ethan. I'm sorry.
Right, we're going to have to put on that one. What is it about county players?
Do you know what? I think it's, I am just minusing, I'm taking Ethan out of the equation. Ethan, you don't count, okay? Just before you come at me, you don't count in this category. But the rest of the GA players, just snob heads. No offense. But any county players I've ever met are just stuck up their own hole. Like.
Are we about to have all of the Intercounty GA Players Association
don't come
after
for me,
you?
But like,
allegedly,
tell me I'm wrong.
Allegedly, you're all snobs, according
but
to Chelsea.
I'm just saying, everyone has the same opinion about county players. Apart from Ethan, I can't stress this enough.
What
included.
Opinion do you have about county players, Chelsea?
I they're snob heads. They love themselves.
All right.
What do you mean?
We're going to leave it there with that one. Totally put that out as a clip. You're going to be rattling off the GA community.
Do not put that out as a clip. Oh my God. Do you want people to come for me?
Yeah, I love controversy.
No! Don't put that out.
You're going to have to find one now to put in. It's going to cause controversy on the other side.
You are not putting that out. I will murder you if you put that out. No way.
Well, we'll see. We'll check. If you can give me a decent answer that I can take a clip from the next few, then we'll see. He's a 3, but is emotionally available and can communicate those emotions in a mature manner.
Solid 9.
Good advice, yeah. Boys. Now, it takes us a while, but we do get there eventually. Mm. He's a 3, but he can play the guitar or any musical instrument of your choice.
Ooh. 8?
Liar. He's at least a 9. he's a 3, but he owns a holiday home in Spain.
6?
3 points for an extra house. Okay. Yep. Right. Have you got any extra ones for me?
I don't have any like 3s or 2s or anything like that. Like, she is a 10, but she always has a bad attitude.
One.
She's a 9, but she can't hold a good conversation.
Also a 1.
She's a 9, but she never shows affection.
1. They're all hitting the 1s in this.
She's a 10, but she's the memory of a goldfish.
Still 10, darling. She'll forget about this until the episode comes. Ah!
Don't even. Did she give you?
Ready for the last few?
Go on.
He's a 10, but he brings up the time he travelled around the world and how it changed his life completely. This better not be aimed at me.
7.
I'm just glad you think I'm a 10. Also, that trip didn't change my life completely. It was just an amazing trip. he's a 10, but he wears the same underwear for 4 days straight. I'd like to point out this isn't me, by the way.
No, it's not. 2. No, I'm sorry. No, 2.
There's lads out there that are like, yeah, but like, you can wear the front way the first day and then flip it around and then it's 2. No. And then turn it inside out.
You'll actually, that would make me hurl.
Nah, I'm good, no. Thanks. No way. He's a 10, but he takes the whole day to reply.
-1. Don't even come at me. Don't even come at me. Don't even try to justify that.
Okay. He's a 10, but he's always late.
Six. There's a reason why I'm picking 6. Yeah, because I can be late too.
Because you're the late one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that's fair. If you'd asked me that one on the other side, I'd have probably said 6 as well. He's a 10, but has no sense of humor.
Ooh, 4.
That high?
4's that bad.
Sorry, looks will fade.
Yeah.
You have to have a sense of humor. You can't grow old. 4. Yeah, but 4 is still pretty high.
No, it's not.
Oh my God.
Anything below 5 is low.
I would say you got to go like lower than that.
Oh no.
Below average sense of humour. Nah, sorry pal.
Yeah, but like, not everybody has a sense of humour.
Yeah, I know. I'm in a relationship. When I don't get I'm joking. Ah, where's your sense of humour? That was just a joke.
I have a sense of humour, you cheeky little shit. Cheeky little fucking sod.
I know. To be fair, you actually have a good sense of humour.
I have a great sense of humour. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, to be fair, I'm trying to think of an appropriate joke that has been said or that's happened recently. That is there anything? No, I can't say anything. That's fair enough. Actually, great crack last night with trying on my pants.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If anyone saw me last night.
She had to. So
actually.
Chelsea started a new dance class recently. But she, the style that she goes for, she wants like men's tracksuit pants. But there's a certain type. And I was like, I've got loads of old ones that used to fit me really well. I was like, they should fit you, no problem. And they should be like bigger and the size that you want. So last night, I was treated to the strangest catwalk of my life. She's trying on all of them.
You're welcome.
And she's just grabbing at me and whoop, they're trying to get them up as far as her nipples.
Yep.
I was like, Jesus Christ, lady. And then... And then she started doing her granddad pose with them. I was like, what am I dating at the moment?
You are dating a beautiful
specimen
of a woman.
To be fair, I was hyping you up while you were doing it. I was like, yeah, go granddad. Yeah. Woo!
Do you know what I mean? fine. See, that's the kind of sense of humour you need in your life. And that is what that's what I cater for. You know what I'm saying? If you can't laugh at yourself, then you're at nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like I said, you're welcome. You laughed, that's the main thing.
Okay, that's true. Okay, we're driving on with a few more to finish, and then we'll head on to our second section of the show. He's a 5, but he's a good listener.
Oh, 10.
He's a 4, but he cares about your interests.
9.
He's a 10, but his best friend is his ex-partner.
0.
Ooh, afraid that they'll swoop in again?
Well, yeah. Not that I'd be afraid I'd swoop in again, but I'd be very uncomfortable. I wouldn't like that.
He's an 8, but he doesn't like public displays of affection.
1.
Well, that's going to be quite controversial.
It's very controversial because a lot of people don't like public displays of affection. But if this was me.
Yeah, that's true. It is
the person was with me, I like public displays of affection. Not like fucking, not mauling each other, but like holding hands and stuff like that. Like, I like that. Whereas if they don't like that, I'm like, oh, okay.
I can't help but feel this one might have been actually aimed at me as well. When, like, Chelsea wrote some of these down as well, being like, you might use these if you're stuck for some. He's a 5, but he understands your sarcasm and plays along. Sorry, man. Chelsea didn't write these down.
Solid 10. Solid 10.
He's a 6, but he gets you flowers just because.
Oh, 10. 10. Definitely. I think the spontaneous.
What if he's a 10 and he's bought you discount flowers at one time?
That's not good.
Let's unpack that one for a moment. I'd have gotten away with it too.
No, you wouldn't.
I was being honest with you.
Babe, listen to me. Look at me. Look at me wholeheartedly when I said this out loud. The flowers were dead.
No, they weren't.
They were dead.
All right, listen. I'm going to tell the story.
Not only did you leave the price tag on.
No, I didn't leave the price tag on. I took it off.
I could see the yellow strip.
No, I had ripped
not
off.
Not only could I ripped see the strip. Not only.
Let me see.
Could I see the strip. Not only could I see the strip. The flowers were dead.
No, they weren't.
They were turning brown. They were full on turning brown.
No, they were.
Yes, they were. Okay, yes, they were.
Okay.
So the day it happened, right? The day it happened. Now, I want to make it very clear before any girl comes to me going, you should be grateful. I was extremely grateful.
Keep going, sorry.
I was extremely grateful. Okay. It was only months later that I laughed about it. And I took the piss out of them for it. But I was extremely grateful for them. Even though when I looked at them and I was like, these are dead. Thank you for the thought, but the flowers are dead. I can laugh about it now. But back then I was like, oh, thank you. Thought that counts. And I am very much like that. Am I not?
Yeah, yeah.
I am very much like that. It's not like I'm some sort of spoiled girlfriend because I am beyond far from that. Beyond far
I
from
know,
that.
I know, she's very good to be fair.
I am not like that whatsoever. So please don't come for me if you think I'm being horrible. But I'm laughing at it now because those flowers were fucking dead. They were dead and they were on offer.
Okay, can I give my...
I'm like, do I not deserve nice flowers?
Can I go with my version of the story?
Your version is lies.
It's not.
It's lies.
Listen, there's your side, there's my side, and then there's the truth. Everyone
lies.
Knows that, okay?
Lies.
But we'll let you guys... You can tell us if...
The flowers are brown. What more do you need?
Hold on now a second. I'm going to put out to them, and they can tell us if
go
what
on,
I did was
go
acceptable.
On, please enlighten
okay.
us.
First off, I want to give some context to the whole thing. I have... Previously to that and after that bought you flowers randomly.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So like it wouldn't be out of character for me to buy you flowers.
No.
This wasn't like I was like, oh, they're discounted. I shall buy you them flowers.
Right. Okay.
I got into the shop and I was like, I'd already in my mind said, oh, I'm going to get some flowers. And those flowers happened to be like, there wasn't that many like left over. And those flowers were there and they were the best of like what was there. And they just happened to be on offer. And I was like, yeah, look, why not?
Are you finished?
Okay. And when I brought them home, I would like to point out they weren't brown. They were like the next, it was like a couple of days at least.
No,
it was going to be nice for a few
not.
Days.
No,
I'm not
going to
lie. I'm not going to stand here and pretend like there was like, you know, a full week and a half in them. there was at least 3 days.
No. Though.
3 good days is what it said on the package. And I was like,
they didn't have an expiry date, like.
If you ever look at flowers, it'll say date on them.
No.
And they'll say good for 5 days or good for 7 days.
No, that's like finding chicken in the fridge and go, oh, there's another day left on that. And you open it and it smells like shit. That's what that's like.
Listen, all I know is I was intending to buy you flowers anyway, and they were the best of what was there on offer. And I took them, and look, they just happened to be a discount.
I'm not dissing that. Like I said, I massively appreciate it, and you know I did. So don't even sit there and be like, oh, she's being fucking spoiled now. Don't even. And you're only doing that now because you want people to take your side.
Well, if I wanted people to take my side, I'd come out with this statement. How many times have you bought me flowers?
You don't like flowers.
Why wouldn't I like flowers?
You would not accept flowers. You would actually look at me going, why are you buying me flowers?
I like flowers.
You're such a liar. He's such a liar.
Do you know they say there's only 2 days in a man's life when he gets flowers? When are the 2 days?
Probably is when he's born and when he's dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
But like ladies 90% out there, of men okay, don't it's like not flowers. All about ye.
How would you know? Have you ever bought a flower for a fella?
So you're telling me if I came home with a bunch of flowers, you would love that?
I'd be like, this lady really cares about my
you're
day.
You're such a fucking... Do you know... do you know... No.
Listen, do you know what?
I don't buy tight flowers, but I'll come home and slave over the fucking oven though and cook them dinner.
Hold on. That's only because you get home before I do.
Oh my God. I've often come home when you're already home and cook dinner as well.
I've always been like, babe, I'm happy to cook. And you're like, no, it's grand or whatever. I'll happily do it.
Yeah, but you're making it out like I don't do it.
No, you do not. I know, as you just said, if I wanted to win people over.
I would like to clarify right now on this podcast.
We actually, I know we always sound horrible to each other.
I do a lot to show Tig that I appreciate him, okay? I do.
She does. She
more
does.
Than enough to show Tig that
I'm
I care.
Only giving her a ribbon because, do you know what? We're that comfortable with each other in this relationship that we're okay with taking the piss out of each other.
Fuck off. You little fucking shit.
I know you're good. You are good to be fair. You're a
I'm
keeper.
The best. I'm the best. All right. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I am the best. I'm not all right. I'm not okay. I'm the best.
The point I wanted to make though, before you were like, I need to prove myself here to everyone and get my little bit of self-esteem back, was if you are a lady, okay, or even if you're a man who is in a relationship with another man and you've not bought them flowers. Go buy them flowers just to see the reaction. Why not? It's a social experiment.
I will say to any lad, like, listen to this, any guy listen to this, and honestly, it's the simplest thing that will, like, make her day. If you're on the way home from work or on the way home from wherever, pick her up a bunch of flowers.
That's a valid point for anyone. I would say if you bought flowers for any woman you worked with or any woman in your life in any way, it doesn't have to be just a necessarily relationship. You buy any woman in your life flowers. And it automatically makes their day.
Yeah. Do you know what? It just shows them that you thought of them.
But ladies out there, test it out. Go buy your man some flowers. And just say, hey babe, I bought some flowers for you because you are amazing. And see what they react like. Just an FYI.
I'll come home with a massive bouquet of flowers now to Tig one day and see his reaction.
I'll be like, what? No,
he'll be like, why the fuck did you buy me flowers?
I will be so thankful. I will be so grateful.
All I get is, do you know there's other things you could have spent your money on?
That's only because I use my logical brain every so often.
See? So I'm at nothing, guys.
Hold on. You, the only way you're going to find out is if you test the theory.
Oh, can we move on now, please?
We're going to move on to section two. We're going on to Love Island
stuff.
We're just going to, you know, sort ourselves out and we'll be back after this commercial break. Oh, you lot thought we were joking when we said we're going to get jerseys made. Boom! Check these bad boys out.
Boom!
Look at them. They're so colourful.
They're class. Love
them. They're like a 90s throwback.
They are 90s vibes. These are giving me Saved by the Bell vibes.
Yeah, all made courtesy of D Armour Sportswear. If you want to go check out their products, you can do that. Their website is linked down below. And you can go and ask them for your own kit if you want to get something made. But if you want to see us wearing these in action, you can check out our YouTube video where we take part in Midland's Fittest Families.
Superstars.
Okay, we're not really superstars though. But you can still check it out.
You can still check it out though.
Anyway, go back to the video. Boom.
Let's go. Okay, so welcome to my Love Island debrief, lads. It's very sad that we are actually coming to an end soon.
I mean, oh, so sad.
We are coming to an end soon. There's only a couple of weeks left, if even. So you'll be glad to hear that you'll
be
here in
normal.
You'll be here in the back of this, but lads, Do you know what? It's getting juicy, right? So Tig, I just want to put a little disclaimer out there, right? I love you dearly, but don't interrupt me, right? Mm-hmm. You can ask all questions at the very end. I have wrote this out. I spent time writing out this. All right, with my Love Island debrief. So let me just bosh through it.
I feel like I should have had a pen so I can write down my questions.
Let me bosh through it. And then any questions you have, you may ask at the end. All right?
Right.
Just raise your hand.
Okay.
Cuteness yes, in the classroom,
miss.
Please.
Yes, miss. I have all a question. Right. Okay, right. It is all you. Smash this out. I'm intrigued to hear your Love Island summary up
Go.
Until Tuesday.
Up, you mean today?
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Oh, yeah. We're recording this on Tuesday. Anyway, so since our last episode, we have had a Love Island recoupling. Okay? So from Casa Amor, we were talking about Casa Amor and everything else. So we've had a recoupling where we had six new girls, six new boys. Five new girls, five new boys or something like that. So there's been a recoupling. So Casa Amor's over, done with. We had a recoupling. So I'm going to bosh out the new couples now. Just go one by one. You know, you're familiar with the names because I mentioned them last week. So the new couples we have are Jay and New Girl China. One thing I want to say about them, they're gone. They've left the villa. They've been voted off. So, but I just want to let you know that's who Jay coupled up with. We have Danica and new boy Josh. We have Ekansu and Davide.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo. We have Dami and New Girl Summer. We have Gemma and Luca, of course. They stuck together. We have Jackson Page. Questionable. We have Tasha and new boy Billy. Yeah. We have Andrew and new girl Coco. And we have India and new boy Deji. Right? So those are the couples. Now let me explain. So after recoupling, Andrew called Tasha fake because when all the new girls came in, all the new girls are very much Andrew. She's playing you. You're being a mug. All this sort of stuff. So Andrew, and I'm going to say this in air quotes, was acting out of anger, apparently. Now I would have believed that at the start. Right, I would have believed that at the start until he got a little bit frisky, right? So Andrew called Tasha fake because of what the girl said, and he basically was, you know, slapping back basically with kind of like fuck you kind of attitude, right? Dami throws some shade at India for recoupling and basically calls her out on it and says that, you know, she goes when the presenter, I keep forgetting her name, isn't this terrible? Laura Whitmore, when Laura goes, India, how do you feel? Like, have you got anything to say? And literally, India was like, it is what it is. Like, when she came back, she obviously saw Dami recoupled. And she was like, oh, it is what it is kind of attitude. And then next minute, he just kind of like murmurs under his voice. And he's like, until it isn't. So like, even though he has been canoodling with a new girl in Casa Amor,
he got vexed
because she recoupled. Bearing in mind, she didn't do anything with this guy in Casa Amor. She just brought him back because she was curious to get to know him. That was it. She was keeping her options open and she was dead right to do that, but she didn't act on it. She didn't kiss him. She didn't, you know, she didn't do anything at all while she was in Casa Amor. Whereas fucking Dami did from day one. He was kissing her and everything
shifting
on the terrace.
Drifting,
yeah. So, but yeah, he had, you know, an attitude when she walked in, which was absolutely uncalled for. And then Jax, this man, Jax sticks with Paige. He was kind of like canoodling with Cheyenne. Now, very pretty girl, don't get me wrong. But he, like for the first day or two, we were like, okay, he might stick it out. He might stick it out for Paige. He won't do anything wrong. And then it was kind of like he had a fucking epiphany halfway through Casa Amor and was kind of like, I should really start exploring things now. I don't know what she's like. I don't know what Paige is doing over in Casa Amor. So like, I'm going to start exploring it. And he just went balls deep on it. Was like canoodling with Cheyenne in bed and kissing her and like messing around in the pool and stuff like that. Like he took it to a next level, right? But then in the end, he stuck with Paige. Like, and like that poor girl came back into the villa and when she saw him stand there by himself, she was like all delighted. She was so, so happy and everything else. And then when Paige sat down, the new girls, obviously, because Cheyenne obviously had it in her head that she was going to get picked.
Yeah, of course.
So like she was kind of making faces as if like she was confused. Herself and Molly were like making faces as if they were confused, rightly so. And then Laura asked, was like, kind of like, you don't see, you know, you seem kind of surprised with that. And then Cheyenne was like, well, yeah, because I felt like I had a connection with somebody in here. And Laura asked her, like, who was it? And she said, Jax. And Paige's face just fucking dropped. It literally reminded me of last year when we had Millie and Liam. Because that's exactly what happened last year. Exactly what happened last year. So it was like a history repeating itself situation. Then we move on. We've got Tasha. Then she pulls Andrew for a chat because, again, Andrew's pissed off. Tasha's kind of like, why is he making these kind of comments, as in calling her fake and stuff like that. So she pulls him for a chat, basically tells him, look, I didn't appreciate the way you kind of spoke to me. Which I will say, look, he shouldn't have kind of blasted her, I think. I think that was a bad move. He shouldn't have embarrassed her and called her out in front of everybody. I think that was a bit of an immature thing to do. Regardless of how he felt about her, he should have kind of, look, yeah, couple up a cocoa if that's what you want to do. Keep your reasons, you know, keep it civil. Don't, you know, blast the girl in front of everybody. Do you know that? I thought that was a bit fucking now uncalled for. But Tasha ends up pulling for a chat. They kind of talk it out. He explains his reasons. She explains her reasons of wanting to recouple and stuff like that. But then she turns around and tells him that she wants to, you know, keep her options open to Andrew. The door's not closed there. So then people are like, what is that? But like, even though Andrew's been messed around and stuff like that, he's still very much, and he's fundled with Coco, like full on fundled with her, right? I'm not going to go into too much detail, but he's done bits. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying anything either.
He's done bits. And he was so angry at Tasha, but now he's still in the mind frame of, I want to basically see where this goes. I still care about her, blah, 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 blah. Right? Jax and Paige. Right? So Jax pulls Paige for a chat. And Jax loses his shit and gets all snotty and gets all high and mighty and stuff like that. And she's basically going, why did you do it? She just wants to know, why did you do it? Like, you're telling me that, you know, I'm the girl for you and you know, we have a great connection, stuff like that. Like, why did you do what you did? But he could never explain why he did it. He was very much like, he turned around and was like, well, we're still, like, we are single. You tend to forget that. Which I thought was a bold statement to move. I'm like, that girl went over to Castle Moore. She could have easily had any of the lads that she wanted because they did try and crack on, but she chose not to because she was so hell-bent on Jax. And then for her to be embarrassed coming back into the villa to hear all that, and yet you're going to sit there and have an attitude with her when you're the one that's in the wrong. It's like he was just completely, like, had a glass cover over himself and was, like, taking no responsibility for what he did whatsoever. It was very much like, it's Castle Moore. Basically, you know, it was a test, all this sort of stuff, where she made a valid point. Yeah, okay, she understood. And she was holding her hands up. She was like, I know Casa Moore is a test, but it's up to you if you take that test. It's up to you if you make those moves. Do you know what I mean? It's about either you like one person enough that you've been getting to know for the past couple of weeks, and are you willing to throw all that away for a girl that's just walked in the house kind of thing, just because she's prettier or whatever like that. So I reckon she will forgive him. So they've been having chats and stuff like that. She will forgive him. They're kind of like still kind of wishy-washy. We move on. There's more drama. What's with the face?
So I've got to make a small confession that I have watched these couple of episodes as well.
He's watched one or two.
I did say in the previous one, I was like, when it comes to the recoupling of the whole Castle Moore thing, I want to be around for that.
Yeah.
And now because I know them a little bit more.
You know who I'm talking about.
And because my phone is definitely listening to everything that's going on. Now I've just got loads of stuff popping up in my feed. So I actually know a little bit of goss about Jax now.
Yeah, so again, moving on. Andrew pulls Coco for a chat. Tells Coco, look, I just want to be friends. Which in turn, she then is upset.
This is the goss.
So because he pulled Coco for a chat, told her, look, I'm basically friends on you. Right? Now, bearing in mind, Coco, like I said, they were a fundling. Right? So obviously she's going to feel like Andrew's set on her. The fact that he gave up Tasha to be with her. So she's like in her mind, like, yeah, we're going but good. But the second that Tasha came back into the villa, he got very distant. He got very cold. He didn't touch her in bed, anything like that. So when he friend-zoned her, when he was like, look, I actually want to, you know, see where it goes with Tasha kind of thing. I'm going to give her some space, but right now I don't think it's fair to you. Basically pulling that card, it's not fair on you kind of bullshit, right? So when he does that, in turn, she spills the beans to the boys that Andrew...
I can't wait to hear you say this line.
was sucking her nipples.
What?
And telling her he would... I don't even know if I should say that.
Put it in quotes. Allegedly.
I can't believe I'm saying this in the podcast. Allegedly, he said to her that he would destroy her. Right? Coco said all this to the boys, right? On the beanbags. Tasha and Andrew then are up on the terrace, and Tasha, while this is going on, and Tasha asks Andrew, look, is there anything I need to know when it comes to you and Coco? Like, because if things are going to be, you know, fixed between us, I need to know everything and everything going to happen. He basically said, oh, we just had a few kisses here and there and a bit of a cuddle. That's it. Never mentioned about sucking any boobies, though. So then they come back downstairs. So Tasha's like, right, okay, cool. Look, I need some time to think, blah, 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 see how we get on. Then they come downstairs. Coco goes straight over to Andrew and is like, you know, I kind of feel like I'm about to put my foot into it now. I'm after telling the boys that, you know, you sucked my nips. And he was like, why did you do that? And she was like, well, did you not tell Tasha? Well, no, I didn't. Why didn't you? I forgot. You don't forget about having someone's boob in your mouth, man. You know what I mean? It's just, you don't forget something like that. So when that happened, Andrew instantly panicked, went over to Tasha after just speaking to her, after allegedly telling her the whole truth, nothing but the truth, went over, randomly sits beside her and goes, yeah, so there's something I need to tell you. Coco has just gone and told all the boys something, and I want you to hear it from me first before you hear it from them. So he was like saying it in such a roundabout way, and then he just goes, I was sucking her nipples. I was sucking her tits. And Tasha's like, huh? And he just comes out and says it outright, like.
Well, to be fair, he took a while to get there.
It took a while to get there.
I would have had so much more respect for the man if he had just done it in the funniest way. Because, like, she was on, like, a sofa thing, yeah, chatting to one of the girls, and he like goes over and is like obviously asking, can we just have a chat? I'd have had so much more, like, just for my entertainment if he just got up and like, oh, by the way, I sucked her nips, and then just walked away. I'd have been like, that is brilliant.
I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy is just digging a hole for himself.
Yeah.
So obviously Tasha's pissed right off, walks off. She's over in the corner down with all the girls. She's filling in all the girls and stuff like that. And bearing in mind, look, she's not annoyed with Coco or something like that. Coco comes over, she gets very upset because she's like, look, I thought Andrew, I understand he had something, but I thought that me and Andrew had something. He was all over me. And she tells her about what she said, like, exactly what she told the boys. She tells Tasha everything. And then, and then Andrew's like walks past, goes over to all the boys, the lads with beanbags, and Davide is sitting there. And Tasha's like basically spouting shy, right, over to Andrew basically while they're all over there. And she's basically like, she goes, you're a liar, right? And like, so now Davide just like turns around, Natasha, that is my line.
I love Davide so much. I've got so much good time for him now.
Funniest shit ever, right? Anyway, so we move on. Billy's trying it on with Gemma. Right, so he is cracking on with Gemma, but to be fair, Gemma's not really having any of it. Luca's fuming about it, but he's low-key, like, you can kind of see he's low-key becoming a bit controlling. He does not like it when she's talking to a boy that's not in a couple. Like, any of the other lads are in a couple, he's kind of like Dami and Davide and all that. Like, he's fine with that, but if a new boy comes in or anything like that, nope, Gemma, you're not to talk to him. He just gets pure paranoid. But I feel like it's going to come to a stage where, yeah, she's okay with it now and doesn't really bother her, but she's going to lose her patience one of these days, because that would wreck my head if he was constantly, what were you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, constantly wanting to know what you're talking about, constantly needing reassurance from her. Whereas I like the fact that Gemma like holds ground and she's like, why does it bother you so much? I'm only having a conversation. I'm not going to ignore the person. If they come over and ask me for a chat, yes, I'll go and have a chat. But I'm not flirting. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm just talking kind of thing. Anyway, moving on, because we'll be here all day. Moving on, we've got Josh and Danica, like I said. I feel like Josh only used Danica to get into the villa, because Josh pulls Danica to a side and friend zones
super
her.
Super quick.
Straight away. Whereas I'm like, this poor girl can't get a fucking break.
I actually really like her. I think she's a lovely girl as well.
I love Danica. I wasn't her biggest fan at the start, because I was like, I don't know what she's going to be like. But she's such a lovely girl, and she cannot get a break, which just baffles me, because I think she's really pretty. I genuinely think she's really
more
pretty.
Than that,
and
so
she's got
great
personality. She's got great chat, great banter. I don't know how it's not working out for her. Ask questions at the end, because I need to boss through.
Sorry.
Dami has now friend zoned Summer, and says that he wants India back. Straight off the bat, he friend zoned her straight away, basically saying, I want India back. It is what it is. Look, we had good times, but goodbye, kind of thing. Like, so he friend zoned her straight away. Of course, she was upset, because again, she liked Dami. India unfortunately has now friend zoned Deji as well, because India wants Dami back. So they've come back together, basically. They've come back together. I could spindle on about them, but we'll be here all day. Like I said, Jay and China, they're gone kapoof. Before they left, he friend zoned China. That didn't last a fucking what weekend. Then we had, so the vote off was the public voted for their favourite couple, and it came to two couples, which was Dami and Summer and Jay and China. And it was up to the fellow Islanders then to pick what couple they want to keep. And naturally enough, they're going to keep Dami and Summer because Dami has something with India. Mm. Whereas Jay was very much like Danica, not connecting with anybody. Yeah,
which is a shame.
Wasn't connecting with anybody, so they got the boot. So here we are from last night. So we have a massive bombshell of Adam Collard. So if anybody has like watched Love Island from the very start, you will remember Adam Collard. He was from season 4 back in 2018. He was an absolute asshole. He was just, he played every
Six
single girl.
Five.
He played every single girl in there. He hopped from girl to girl to girl to girl. He was the biggest player. Nobody liked him. He's just very much up himself. Very, very much up himself. Like, and the fact that he's back now only shows that he's been put in that villa to stir pots. Because I feel like there's a lot of hopping this year when it comes to the girls. The girls are hopping a little bit, kind of like, I'm into this guy, no, I'm going to go back to my guy. No, I'm actually into this guy now, but the girls are doing a lot of hopping this year. So I feel like Adam has been thrown into the mix now to stir up a little bit more of a pot. And it's fucking working. It is working. Tasha broke it off with Billy. Tasha and Andrew, they're kind of like, they've decided to give things another go, but they're going to take it slow and all that sort of bullshit. Billy's like, I feel like you're making a bit of a mistake, but look, it is what it is. It's your choice, but I really don't feel like you should do that kind of thing. And I feel like Andrew's the same. I think they're not good for each other. They're toxic for each other. She's miserable when she's around him. He's not himself around her either. Like the both of them, their personalities really came out in Casa Amor. You know, Andrew was a bit more loosey-goosey, so was she. But again...
No, he was very loosey-goosey.
He wasn't really too loosey-goosey. Adam has pulled Tasha, Paige and Ekin-Su for a chat since he's walked in the villa. Bear in mind, Ekin-Su, he didn't pull Ekin-Su for a chat. Ekin-Su, I love Ekin-Su because...
He pulled him for a chat, wouldn't
it? She was very, like, strategic about the way she did it. So the two girls were very obvious when he walked in the villa. She was like, oh my God, he's gorgeous. He's so fit. Very much off the bat. Even though we've just had Tasha going back to Andrew and we've just had fucking Paige going back to Jax, crying her heart out over Jax being like, I thought he was the one. And then fucking this new guy walks in and she's like, he's a bit of me. That's what Tasha said. He's a bit of me. I'm like, every guy that's walked into the fucking villa, he's Tasha, has been a bit of you, girl. Like, keep it in. You know what I mean? So
I think the bit she likes is the pulse.
Yeah, I think so. Pretty much. 100%. But Ekin-Su, look, I want Ekin-Su and Davide to stay together, right? Straight off the bat. I really hope that her head does not turn, but I have a feeling it will. But I really, really fucking hope it doesn't. But at the end of the day, Ekin-Su's too clever in the way she does this when it comes to the new guys. Ekin-Su didn't pull him. She was like, can I give you a tour? And she gave him a tour, and that's how she ended up having her chat, because they got up to the terrace. Mm. They sat down and had a bit of a chat. He made it clear to her that he liked her, finds her attractive, all sort of stuff. Her, Paige, and Tasha all said that they're not closed off. The only person I have heard say that they're closed off to getting to know any new guys walking in is Gemma. And Gemma has been super honest about that. Same thing with Luca. Luca drives me insane. But any girl that's walked in, he's like, no, I'm closed off. I'm set on Gemma. So those two are solid. They're solid. The other girls, like I said, they were a bit annoyed that Ekin-Su did a bit of a sneaky way. But I'm like, well, why not? Like, she was able to get her chat without actually having to be pulled for a chat. It just happened naturally by her giving the tour. And India and Dami, like, I know how annoyed I was about Dami, but India and Dami had, like, a really cute moment last night where they're, like, after Dami friendzoned Summer, he was like, I'm going to go out to the outside bed. I don't know what you call it. The day bed, sorry. He went out there to sleep with Andrew. And then it had, like, kind of like a cute moment where India saw Dami going out. And then it's like a scene in a romantic movie where the two of them like meet each other and they like run to each other, give each other like a massive hug and give each other a kiss and then they go separate ways and go back to bed. I was like, that was the cutest thing ever. Like, I actually can't cope. But that's up to date tonight, up to tonight. So we're recording this on Tuesday. Tonight's episode, apparently there's going to be explosions here, there and everywhere. We don't know what's going on. Jax,
add in some explosions into editing here,
Jax,
on the video.
Jax doesn't know what's going on. Or Jax apparently is going to hit the roof. We already got word that Jax has left the villa. Mm. We don't know why. I haven't watched the episode. I probably won't be able to watch it until tomorrow, but here or not, if I have to watch it in bed tonight, I will. But apparently he leaves the villa, or nah, he's gone from the villa, but we'll probably find out tonight why he's gone. So stay tuned for next week's Love Island update, because that is it from me this week.
Well, can I give you my hot takes?
Go.
So I've seen a little bit more of it now than normal, because I was like, I want to watch that part. And right. Then I've had two or three episodes of it now. So I've got a couple of hot takes. Mm-hmm. Don't know how it's going to go out with people who watch the show, but you can come down the rabbit hole with me.
Right.
Okay, for this one. Right. Andrew, mm-hmm. during Casa Amor, we all know he made a big boo-boo with how much he milked the whole...
No pun intended.
The whole Tasha situation, yeah. Okay? If he had not gone and done that, mm-hmm. right? And if he had said to someone like Coco, look, I'm not interested in you, kind of in a relationship way, but you're a great crack. I'd like to bring you back to the villa as a friend.
Yeah.
And we go back as a friendship thing rather than a couple thing, just because I want to see, does Tasha bring someone back? I think whoever Andrew ended up with after that, they could be potentially on to winner, just because he would have done the Marley very correctly.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's made a big boo-boo there.
Massive boo-boo.
He's acted out of anger, and he's done additional stuff that was not
funny.
I'm
not being funny. There's acting out of anger, and then there's just taking the fucking piss.
Yeah, yeah. But that's why I'm saying, if he had done it the other way,
if he'd done it the other way, he'd been fine.
Right, this is my super hot take. Coco is playing a game.
Why?
Massive one. So I've heard a couple of bits about it, right? So one, Coco actually was supposed to be on Married at First Sight UK.
Oh, wow, okay.
And pulled herself off the show a week into recording because she got offered Love Island instead.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so she is all about being on reality TV and wants to become well-known and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in Casa Amor, whatever, she managed to kind of sway Andrew and turn, and what's it called? Get him to turn or something? What was the thing?
Or have his head turned.
Have his head turned, so she turned his head. And obviously was quite happy to feed him along the whole thing, whatever. If you look at her chats in the villa with him afterwards, face to face with him, she was all lovely and being like, oh, I think I made a little mistake and all this stuff. When she's talking to everyone else behind Andrew, she is so super animated. I'm telling you, she put that out on purpose.
Do you think so?
She 100% slipped that on purpose, because that makes him look bad. And then when she got friend zoned by whatever, now she looks like the victim. She looks, and fair enough, like she is a bit of a victim in the whole situation, but she was quite happy. Like if you look at how she reacts with him versus when she's not around him, she's like two different people.
Yeah.
She's playing a game. I'm putting it out there like that. 100%.
I don't know, actually. See, now that you said it, I'm going to be looking for stuff like that. I'm going to be looking, whereas now I'm like, I don't really notice it, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, I've got a little bit more respect for Dami rather than Jax, because when, like, Dami and Jax were kind of in a similar boat-ish,
yeah.
Kind of, coming back from Casa Amor. Dami 100% owned up to his mistakes.
Yeah, like, Dami fucked up the same time, but after he cooled down a bit, he actually was even, like, I messed up.
Yeah,
like,
but even more so when he found out that India didn't actually, like, shift your man Deji or whatever.
He was genuinely shocked. He had it in his head that India must have done something where
she thought she'd done the same level.
Didn't even kiss him.
And he kind of came back and he apologized and actually did it more respectfully.
Yeah.
Whereas Jax was like, it was the whole, he just couldn't see that he was wrong. But I'm going to call the girls out on something, because they were giving out like stink when, like, and rightfully so, when Jax said to Paige, you know, I think you forget that we're both still single here, you know, like, you know, if I want to go kiss someone in Casa to test myself, I can, whatever. And Paige blew a fuse, all the girls in there blew a fuse. As soon as Adam walked in, or was about to come in, they were all like, well, we are all single.
But like, technically, India said that.
Was it India?
It was India.
Okay, that well, said but they that. All agreed. None of them were like, well, not really.
That's, you know, true. Yeah, yeah.
And they double are, standards. and like you said, when they then went had their chats with Adam as well, none of them, except for Gemma, said they were closed off. So, like,
but they're probably not saying that because of the situation that they were in with the boys.
Yeah, but like at the same time,
the boys messed them around. I'm not saying they're going to get payback. No. Like, well, the boys didn't respect us, so we're just having a chat. Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Know? But like, I'm just saying, like, I find it a bit pot kettle. You know, you can't have your cake and eat it too, and saying, oh, well, he said that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's wrong. But if I say it, it's fine. And then my last hot take, and I'm intrigued to see how you feel about this. So we know Adam was in there a couple of seasons back. Got him. We know Adam was in Love Island a couple of seasons back. From what I can work out mathematically, he is 26 now. It was 4 years ago. So he would have been about 22.
Yeah.
6'5" at 22. He'd have been, not that I want to like stereotype fellas who are 6'5" at 22, but like there would have been a certain egocentric kind of attitude probably about him. Cocky, arrogant, all that stuff.
Back then?
Back then. And I know there still is probably a degree now, but he likes to make a lot of reference about how he's been through this whole thing.
And he's changed.
He's changed and now like he's had, but he's gone through
the,
yeah,
don't know.
That's my question. Do you feel like he has? And that going in at 26, he's like, I've been there, I've done that, I'm actually looking for something serious now.
I mean, look, I'm not going to judge him straight off the bat. Like, I found him to be an absolute arrogant a-hole when he was in there last year, like the last time he was in it. Whereas, look, I mean, look, he could have changed. He could genuinely have matured a lot. Like you said, he was, 21, 22 when he went in last time. So, like, yeah, I mean, look, benefit the doubt. He's only been in there not even 24 hours yet. So I'm going to be like, give the guy a chance. I'll give him a day or two to kind of judge. I'll get a better idea. But I mean, you know.
It'll be interesting.
It will be interesting to see. Yeah.
Okay, right. Those are my hot takes for the bit of Love Island I've seen. Will I go back into hibernation or will I keep watching? What would you prefer?
I reckon you should keep watching that. You're in it now. You might.
Is that
well.
Just because the last couple of times that we watched it, I've cuddled with you? She just wants. All right, moving away from Love Island. Let's move on. I want to get into our That's a Bop.
Or a Stomp.
All right, so this week, because the weather has been phenomenal in Ireland,
it's been glorious.
It's been hot. It's been well hot.
It's been well hot.
It's a bit too hot.
And you know what? It's about to get even hotter for us.
What accent was that? Did you turn Australian halfway?
I don't know what that was.
Listen, so basically the theme of this week's song is it has to have something linked to hotness.
Hotness. It's getting hot.
You won last week again.
I did.
Yeah,
I'm picking up, man.
I don't know. Are we like five,
I don't know
six,
if I win this week
though like
first
that.
Because I couldn't find a song that I really liked with the word hot in the title.
Okay.
Or
anyway, let's hear what was your choice this week as you are.
No, I went first last week.
No, but you won last week, so I'm allowed.
That
the winner
make
stay,
a difference.
The winner stays on. The winner takes it all. Hit me with it.
Okay, I'm going with. Oh my God, where did it go? I'm going with Glass Animals, Heat Waves.
Oh, how's that sound?
Can I play it?
Yeah, play a little piece of it. Why not? Oh. Yeah, that's a good bop. That is like that's recent as well.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So that's that is a vibe.
That is a vibe. Okay, I'm gonna give you credit. That is a good vibe.
So that is my song for this week.
Whether or not it'll win or lose, I don't know. And I've got two. So when we picked it, I was like,
you can only pick one.
I know. I had two, and I'm kind of 50-50 because I feel like one. I know which one's my favorite. But I feel like, do I try and get back into the rhythm of picking other people's favourites or what I think would win for this one?
Go on.
So I'm going
to... It's totally up to you.
Do you know what? I started picking my own ones like the last time and I haven't done so well because they were my favourite. So I'm going to go what I think would be classically
good. To be fair
though,
you went very old songs.
Oh yeah.
So like a lot of people aren't... a lot of people aren't really into that either.
So I'm going for Katy Perry...
Hot and cold.
Cold.
I was looking at that. I was like, will I want it?
It's a good one. Yeah, I felt like I had to pick something that would be more like in tune with everyone else.
Katy Perry, Hot and Cold, though, is a fucking tune.
It is. I was so close to picking what I would have gone for because I love the movie Full Monty and gone for Hot Stuff.
Oh my God, why didn't you go with that?
But again, like I've picked some oldies the last couple of weeks and they haven't gone well.
All right, it'd be interesting then to see.
Yeah. I feel like that should have been the bonus one. Hot stuff. Looking for some hot stuff,
that's
baby,
true.
This evening.
Can't change your answer now, though.
No.
You picked it now.
Three bops, though. I mean, look, not bad. But it's up to you guys to decide which one is your favorite. So make sure to go over to Instagram story.
And vote
on
your
favorite. Make sure, let's try and break Chelsea's run of form.
No, don't. I appreciate you all so much.
If you go over and vote for me,
I never win anybody.
Okay, if you're a six, if you're a six, but you go over and vote for me, you're automatically a 10.
Oh, you lick arse.
And on that note, we're just going to say good luck. Enjoy the good weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully it's sunny where you are because it's sunny where we are.
Don't forget to go and check out our Patreon that comes out every single Monday. go check it out now. If you haven't caught up with our current episodes, go and do it now.
Yeah, and subscribe to the YouTube channel while you're at it.
Yes.
Because you can find us everywhere. Where can you find us, Chelsea?
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube.
I was about to say, she's a 10, but she forgets where your podcast is.
I actually forgot how to say YouTube.
YouTube.
I swear to God, I had it at the tip of my tongue and I was like,
see that memory?
Oh my God, how do
in.
You say it? How do you say it? YouTube.
Yeah, anyway, so.
Brain fart. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's us for this week, lads. Go have an absolute cracker of a weekend. Hope the weather's good and we will chat to you next week.
Take it easy. Good luck.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.